Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to the Compassion Dakini. My name is Kim, and tonight's show, we have a very special guest. Her name is Lisette Hine, a very good friend of mine. And Lisette, you want to say hi? Tell a little bit about yourself.
Hello to everyone. My name is Lisette Hine.
Lisette?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Lisette?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
I can hear you. Go for it.
My name is Lisette Hines, and I'm a little bit of a breast specialist, mammography / breast specialist within the military, and 17 years of service working with females and female well-being. Pretty much, in a nutshell, that's who I am.
Thank you so much, Lisette. So tonight we have a very special show. We will talk about breast screening, and Lisette is a woman with wisdom. And before we begin our show, I would like to read to you my mindfulness meditation for this week. So today's mindfulness meditation is brought to you by Words of Wisdom. When I was in my 20s, my favorite words were, sure, I'll do that. Of course, I don't mind. Then in my 30s, after giving birth to my two boys, the common phrase became, I'm sorry for being so tired. I'm sorry for being late. I'm sorry for this and for that. Now in my 40s, many more years wiser, the most common phrase nowadays is, no, I'm sorry, I don't have time, no, I cannot commit, and sorry, nope, I just am not interested. So you can see, it took me about 4 decades and children for me to learn how to say a proper no without any guilt or explanation on why I have to say no. For us women, we are an emotional creature built in with a strong limbic system in our brain that follows us and feels each other's pain, disappointment, and emotion. So instead of bearing the pain of guilt, it is so much better at that moment for us to say yes to please others, all because of this over-enlarged limbic system that we are in. Energetic, engineered for the needs to feel accepted or approval of others. So here is what I've learned, how to control or at least attempt to modify this limbic system. 1, it's easier to be honest and say no from the beginning. If you have no desire to do a task or find some joy in making a full commitment, then say no, not right now, or no, I'll let you know if I change my mind. It is always better and more courteous to let others know that you cannot commit from the beginning than to flake out later on. 2, check your stress level and say, nuh-uh, so sorry, but no. Oftentimes, moms and dads like to think that we're invincible. We are the super mom, dads at all times. When we overcommit ourselves by taking care of everyone but us, after a while, we get stressed out. We become angry for not having enough time to rest or breathe. And we just end up being bitter and resentful. Now, this is a tonic for many health problems and harmful relationships. If the countries draw boundaries to keep the peace, then why can't we? Drawing positive boundaries is the first act of kindness that we can do for ourselves. It's a fine line to draw what makes us happy and what makes us suffer from inside. By having the courage to say no, I am not comfortable, that we've learned to prioritize boundaries, what things deem important to us, like the time spending with our loved ones and overall peace within. This is Kim Fun for the Mindfulness Meditation. And now I wish you all the days to be filled with plenty of sunshine on your back, free time for your soul, and cool breezes in your breath. So thank you, Lisette, for saying yes. We're excited to have you here to talk about breath and breast health and breast screening and a little bit of compassion. So my first question to you is, what is your definition of compassion?
Wow. Definition of compassion within the medical field?
Anything. Anything. What?
It's just sharing empathy. As a healthcare provider, is very easy to have compassion for everyone, but you need to draw the line between what to do for care of the patient and understanding the patient. So compassion is a big word within the medical field that it's hard sometimes to have boundaries with it. Sometimes we have to say no, sometimes we have to say yes, but it's all in love and in care on the benefit of the patient. So compassion for me is just having a boundary.
Having a boundary. So you work with a lot of people who come in for breast screening. And so if I'm waiting in the waiting room, and what would you recommend for me to do if this is my first time getting a breast screen?
Breast screening is a nerve-wracking procedure for any female. And telling you to relax doesn't really make you relax, because if you have a family history or you have a lump or you have a concern on your breast, it's not easy to tell a patient to relax. But that's what I'll have to recommend. Just go with the flow. The doctors will provide answers. The technologies cannot. So there's nothing really we could do about it until you get to your provider. And the provider is the person who has all the answers. So relax is the main thing that we could tell or recommend patients waiting for mammography, even though it's not an easy thing to do, but it's the most common things we tell the patients.
So what technique that I can practice to relax, like, think of something else or imagine, how do I relax?
We have music. Some waiting rooms have music. Some waiting rooms have magazines, movies, jokes posted all over the wall. It's basically an individual technique that you will want to take on. You know, if you want to read some comedy, if you want to watch TV, if you just want to listen to music, we provide all of it, but most patients don't even pay attention to it. They just want to know that they press are fine, they're just going to get this test done, they're not going to hear from us ever again, and they're going to go through their own merry way. So breast, when it comes on to breast, that's a pretty, pretty touchy subject. for every female. And guys, even though they laugh when they say, hey, are you here for mammogram? He says, what? He says, yeah, this is what you're going to be having. And so mammogram equals cancer. So that's the word that everybody's looking for when they come for mammography. So there's nothing pretty easy about that procedure. So relaxing is just something more of a choice that you may want to take. Because it doesn't matter what the receptionist says to you, the technologist, patients just equate mammography with cancer. And it's not always so.
So, like, how do patients go to you? Do they get a referral from a doctor, or do they have to reach a certain age and then they go get a mammography? Like, what's appropriate age to go get a mammography now?
Within the American Cancer Association of Breast Cancer, they recommend 40. But we see patients of all ages with breast cancer. We see patients at 21. We see patients at 82. So pretty much it's based on your family history, combination of breast exams and your provider, becoming a team in assessing what your risks are. But the main responsibility actually lies on the patient, not on the provider. Patients have to know what they're feeling for, what's normal, what's not normal, but the general baseline for mammography is 40. However, we have patients that at 18 have a lump and come in, it can be a breast cancer. So the best technique is to be aware of the lumps and bumps that every female has. That way you can take what's normal and what's not normal.
So, women should do daily breast examination, and if they find anything strange, then they should make an appointment to go get mammography. Is that what you recommend?
Usually it goes to your provider. You just can't walk in and say, hey, I need a mammogram. If you feel a lump, you go to your primary care, because those are the gatekeepers, and from there they'll suggest what exactly is the next step, an MRI, a breast ultrasound, a mammography. There's a ton of many other options out there nowadays. So depending on the family history, on what the lump feels like, you may go straight to the surgeon. So you must stop at a gatekeeper, and the gatekeepers are your primary care physician.
I see. So you were saying that there are men who also go get breast screening?
They are not considered part of screening, but if they feel a lump, yes, they do get mammography study. And most of their findings are considered gynecomastia, which is the normal growth of a male, and is based on hormones, stress levels. But there are males with breast cancer.
Wow. That's really interesting, because usually, I don't consider men to go get breast screening. And even though they do, I guess I'm just a little bit ignorant, because when I think of breasts, I just think of female. But this is very interesting that you brought the men into this, because this is kind of like an eye-opener for me, too. And you said that the youngest is 18. So basically, as soon as girls hit their puberty, then they should start doing breast examination. Then
yes, I would recommend that after the cycles, not before, because before the cycles, the breasts are tender, lumpy. There's a lot of changes. Days after the cycle is over, that's when everything goes back to normal, and you get to know what feels normal and what doesn't feel normal.
I see. So what, because you are a woman full of wisdom, and what would be your words of wisdom if you have to share, for the women out there, the girls out there, what would you have to share with us, because you're full of knowledge?
I would just recommend that every female, every mother, every grandmother become aware and take responsibility of their own well-being, of the whole own health care and own knowledge of their own body, because things are changing so drastically that there are patients who are falling by the wayside because they're not in touch with they care, the provider, they don't have that relationship with themselves and their circle of care, that there are a lot of patients who will go and misdiagnose because they just didn't know. And I just urge all women to be aware of their self, their care, what's normal, what's not normal. That way they could be great health providers also, because without their information, we really don't know what we're doing. So we just need patients to grasp the understanding of what their body need. And with that, and in conjunction with medicine and the providers, we could always come up with a great form of care. But if the patient is not at the help, they kind of just don't, doctors just don't know what to do. So I encourage every female to be a part of their care.
I see. And you are been working, and you screen a lot of different types of women who are coming in and all that stuff. So from your experience this year, several years ago, have you seen there have been any kind of changes as far as breast health and services being provided or information being shared with the women regarding their breasts?
Yes, time has evolved. Information and care and centers are available for females for breast care. It's just that people just don't take advantage of information and the resources that are out there. Well, there are breast cancer vans. There are breast cancer awareness. There's screenings, free screenings in certain areas. There is information out there. So, time has evolved and care has been available to everyone. Doesn't matter who, what type of resources. Just got to do a little research. But there is care available for breast cancer and breast patients who have concerns.
And because I know you for a very long time, and you are pretty an amazing and a very, very strong woman who basically are, I call the pulse of compassion, because what you do every day takes a lot of compassion within yourself to help all these women. So from your perspective, what's your feeling, what has been your experience in gaining the wisdom of what you know today?
Gaining the wisdom. Wow, it hasn't been really easy. It's just getting myself involved with studies, with books, research, staying active in order to help others. Is just basically that's what the medical field require of anybody who's actually dealing with patients 24/7, and that has been part of my life actually, studying and research. In order to become who I am. So there's no easy route to the point where I have gotten to just study.
Wow. So, and then also, and I know you're a very spiritual woman too, who you're full of love and goodness and kindness and all of that stuff. And I just want to know from a friend to another friend, how do you stay grounded?
That's a good question. I have my days. And the only way that I, even being far away from home as I am right now, is just going to church pretty much. And working out and just being among family, that helped me release my stress after a long day of patience and all type of energy, because I do deal with a lot of females throughout the whole day, and I get all kind of response and energy and attitudes from every which way, from the boss straight down to the patients and vice versa. So I will have to say that I keep myself in a circle of positive people. I do believe in God, and I do spend most of my day involved in activities within the church and just being me. After a long day at work, I just don't want to even think about work. I just come home and get involved in other things that usually keep me uplifted, and that's not easy. It's not easy because you have entities coming all over, all type of people from all walks of life, and staying grounded is a challenge.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I just want the listeners to know out there that Lisette, she is an amazing salsa dancer, and she is amazing in as far as like reading people's joy and their worries, and she's on the dot every time, and she's you're just amazing. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, you're my friend, but truly what you do and the stresses that goes on in your daily life is truly remarkable. And you know what? And you seem like to have it all together. And every time I see you, you always have that smile. And, you know, it's just, I think you're just truly a remarkable woman, and being a single mom and working as a civilian in a military base is not easy, but somehow with your grace and God's grace, he just totally brought both you and I together. And honestly, from heart to heart, Lisette, you are truly a remarkable woman. And I just want all the listeners out there to know that this is the woman that I could honestly say, remarkable.
And thank you.
And an amazing salsa dancer, too, by the way.
thank you very much, Kim.
So if you had to pick one song that just talks about love and compassion and just have fun, what song would it be?
Actually, it's a gospel song, and it's How Great Thou Art, and that song really touches me really, really good on a bad day, because it reminds me that it's,
wow,
not, it's all about him.
Wow. And every show, I always ask my guests this one thing. So if you have to write a compassionate act, or if you want one slogan, you know, that spread compassion out to the world, what would be your slogan, or what would be your words of wisdom?
Oh,
in one sentence. Like, you know,
about.
like say, because you have a beautiful daughter. Daughter, what would you want the teenage to know about compassion? Advice to do one kindness or one compassionate act.
You got me on this one. This is something I got to think about. I can't think about that right off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Then what about anything else you want to let the listeners share, anything with the listeners regarding your anything about your knowledge regarding health and breasts and screening?
I just can't stress anymore to all the listeners and women involved to be just a leader or president within their own health, because I've seen so many females falling by the wayside because they're not encouraged, or they're not understanding, or they're not involved in their own health care. And if you're not involved, then nobody else is actually going to want to care for your own care. So I just stress every female out there to be part of their own healthcare team.
Okay, all listeners, do you hear that? That's the words of wisdom, is you have to take responsibility of your own health, and it's quite important because only you know the health. And like Lisette says, you know, we don't want to fall on the waistline of being ignorant. So one thing is spread that wisdom and bring it on to get to know who you are, and don't be afraid. Can I ask you one last question too, Lisette?
Sure.
This is a silly question, but how often should you massage your breast? Like, you know, and then how would you do it?
Actually, after your cycle, like once a month, after your cycle, or you could do it quite often in the shower, but never the week or before your cycle. Because some women start cycling 2 to 3 weeks before the actual due date. Those are not the recommended times to even try to massage anything, because everything is going to be quite lumpy and different. If you want to do it, you do it after your cycle or any time outside of that time frame. And you pretty much do it in the shower with soapy hands. And you go on the contact clockwise on your breast, straight up to your armpit, and then you come closer to coming down towards your nipple on both sides, and make sure you check on your armpits and top of the, close to the tail of the breast, which is close, a little bit closer to the neck, and going towards up and down a couple of times just to make sure that you find a pattern on both sides. And if everything is equal on both sides, you really don't have anything to worry about. If you start feeling a little lump here and a little lump there, just make sure, because whatever's in one is in the other. So just in circle motions, soapy hands, once or twice a month outside of the cycle, menstrual cycle.
And then what happened when people, like, have menopause and they stop having their cycle? When do you recommend them do it?
They could check anytime, because they no longer have to go through that period of, you know, that period when your cycle is about to come. Their breast is not going to get enlarged. It's not going to get painful. So they could do it anytime they want. They could do it standing, laying. They could look in the mirror, make sure everything looks even. There's no dimpling in the skin. Pay attention to your nipples. Make sure your nipple is not retracting or looking any funny, close to like orange peel skin type of thing. Make sure it's nice and smooth. So those are the things that you may want to pay attention to.
Wow, that's really informative, because I've learned so much from you. And it's really interesting because, you know, when we get together, we don't really talk about breast talk. We just kind of, like, you know, do girly talk. But this is really interesting, and you have so much information to share. And I just want to tell you, Lisette, I am so blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so, so thankful that you and I have met here, because, you know, and thank you for coming to my yoga class and taking the initiative to walk up to me and say, hey, you, I want to be your friend. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you so much for being on Blog Talk Radio and sharing with us with all the news and the information. I really, really appreciate this. And to all the listeners out there, I hope you had an opportunity to listen to the show again and under the archives. And sorry, guests, I didn't give you the number to call in today. My fault, and then maybe next time. And I didn't open the chat room either, because I'm really interested in the show and asking a lot of questions. So, well, maybe next time. To all the listeners out there, tune in for us next week. Next week we will have that will be the three teenage boys who will talk to us about how they spread compassion through their lives. So tune in, three amazing boys who is spreading compassion through their high school. So please tune in. Thank you so much, Lisette, and have a very good night, and I will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good
night. Bye-bye.